It's been likened to the Boxing Day sales, farmers rushing to buy feed for hungry livestock. The drought and more recently bushfires have caused a big increase in demand for hay and fodder, and that sparked a sudden spike in prices. Here's our national drought reporter, Lucy Barber.
Feeding time's a bit of a frenzy in these dry paddocks near Yass on the southern tablelands of New South Wales. The drought's forced sheep grazier Ed Story to sell off part of his flock and pay big money to hand feed the rest.
I've got a budget to spend $100,000 in the next 6 months.
That bill's going up because demand for hay and fodder has jumped significantly since Christmas.
So we've seen hay prices jump, you know, $50 to $100 a tonne, and we've seen freight prices sort of jump, you know, 20-30%.
Tim Ford is based in Toowoomba and distributes fodder right across the country. He's never seen such a sudden spike in orders.
Oh, they're definitely panic, you know, frantic, manic sort of buying behaviour. A little bit like, you know, some of the images you see on the Boxing Day sales.
It's because emergency supplies have been moving fast to bushfire-affected regions, while farmers in drought further north have been rushing to top up their own stockpiles. They're worried they could run out. John McHugh is from the Australian Fodder Association.
Potentially late March, April, we're going to find the supply situation extraordinarily tight, I believe.
In a good year, different types of fodder are grown right across the country, but the drought and bushfires have meant supply is now concentrated in south and central west Victoria and southeast South Australia. John McHugh says demand is coming from everywhere, including well-meaning charities keen to help desperate farmers.
The situation we're facing at the moment, and whilst I don't wish to panic people, it's as bad as we have seen probably for the last 3 or 4 years at least.
It's unlikely hay and fodder would ever run out completely, but as the price gets higher, fewer farmers will be able to afford it. That'll force more graziers to send their animals to slaughter much sooner than they'd like. Sheep and cattle numbers are already at record lows because of the drought. Back on the farm, it worries Ed Story.
We're going to have reduced supply of products, both lamb, mutton and wool.
He's urging farmers who can afford it to hold on to their livestock, and he's hoping rain will make a difference.
Given the demand for our products around the world, there's and within Australia, people can see a bright future when things return. So they're hanging on for dear life, knowing that those core breeders that they retain will provide a good income in the future.
Sheep grazier Ed Story ending Lucy Barber's report.